Listening Library presents The Kinder Poison by Natalie May. Read for you by Jesse Valinsky. Chapter 1. All good stories start with bad decisions. This is the questionable mantra I repeat in my head as we watch the boat come in. It's a beautiful vessel, so unlike the plain wooden canoes that always flock at Terra's river docks. The hull is glass, and through it I can see the dawn and the orange sands of the desert, the water and the reed-choked shore. As it draws nearer, the sun ignites along its edges like fire, the deep blue canopy above seeming to flutter in the heat. Guards with golden leopard masks and sickle swords patrol its railings, and in the river, the magic propelling it glows like a trail of fading stars. It is a ship where legends are made. It's also a ship where poor choices will be made. But Hen said I have to stop focusing on that part. I've lain on this roof 1,000 mornings, imagining myself sailing to all the incredible places the desert travelers speak of. And not once has playing it safe helped me follow in their footsteps. Their adventures never start with, well, I waited patiently at home for something to happen, and it did. No. Proper stories start with risks. Switching identities, drinking unlabeled potions, trusting mysterious strangers. I'm not sure any of them ever started with lying to a priest, but again, I'm not focusing on that right now.